Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
BJ and Jamie.
Let's go. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show along with Carson and producer Spadil. Welcome to a Wednesday. Hello, everybody. It is the KALC radio station here in Denver, Colorado, Alice 1059. Odyssey app, it's free. Just getting rolling here. Man, busy night downtown last night.
I missed it all. Jeez. I guess there were like 15 people arrested. Yeah. Where was I?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Coldplay, first of all.
Yep. Yeah.
Baseball game on top of
right,
that.
Right.
And then riding, man.
Where have I been?
I wish I could have hit all three.
Yes, wow. Yeah,
Jump over to Coldplay, then go watch the Rockies blow it again in the ninth inning.
They lost again.
Yeah,
they lost again.
Shoot. Yeah, they were up, too, and I thought they were going to win. And then they lost, and then you got Broadway and something shut down because of protesters and all that. Man, it would have been a busy night down there. I would have had a blast.
I can't believe they lost. I put $20 down on them for them to win the Super Bowl, and I was going to win $90,000.
World Series.
That one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a duo.
I got you.
It's never been done before.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to win the Super Bowl.
It's a double play.
It's never been done before. It's going to be amazing.
I would have taken that bet.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right?
For sure. Yeah, the Coldplay show. I had a guy that was, his name's Mark. He was sending me text all night from the show.
It looked
Why,
fun.
I don't know, but...
Yeah, it looked awesome.
It looked like it was a good show. I think they had a rain delay, didn't they?
They did. Thunderstorm delay.
Okay, can we talk about that, too?
What's that? What do you mean? What do you mean?
So, I should have recorded it. I watched the weather guy go, yep, it's going to be so dry this week. Nothing. He said the words nothing four times in a row.
I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw it.
The
same
tall,
thing.
Tall, skinny guy.
Yeah, tall, skinny
he
guy.
He said nothing.
That's all he said.
Yeah.
Nothing. Now back to the desk.
Exactly.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Dry.
Lies.
And then a thunder shower pops up last night. Yeah. Did they have lightning or anything?
I don't know. I didn't see any lightning, but I do know the monitors were just worried about the thunderstorm that was rolling by.
Well, they delayed the thing.
Yeah.
But I heard Willow stole the show.
Oh, really?
Night. Yes,
did
what
she
I heard.
Whip her hair back and forth?
I heard that she was incredible.
Wow.
She was incredible.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, just incredible. Better than Chris Martin,
really?
By far.
I bet they hate it when you call him Chris Martin and not Coldplay.
Really?
Yeah, because there's a whole band.
Yeah, they're not listening.
No, but you know what
they
I mean.
Were up late.
You know what I
mean.
I
think they would have protested afterwards too.
That's got to be a bummer though when you always have such a prominent like lead singer, you know?
Yeah, like Beyonce was with her group.
Yep, and Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, Adam Levine.
Yep.
Mm, but they cut. That's the way it works out, Jamie.
I understand.
I mean, I go out and people say, "Hey, I listen to your show, the BJ Show, all
I
the
know,
time."
I know.
They leave you out.
I know.
And I feel bad for you. Yeah. I defend
what
you
about
on that.
Carson and Spadil.
Oh, they don't. Come up at all.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't expect them to. I just expect yours to come up.
Wow.
I'm just kidding, guys.
It's funny. I remember I was in Vegas. I forgot what we were doing in Vegas. It was you and I and the whole station or whatever.
Yeah.
And Carson wasn't there. He was getting married, right? So we were all in Vegas. And I remember some girl going, I can't believe that hot guy's getting married.
What?
Yeah, it was you.
Really?
Yeah,
you remember that?
I do. She was so sad. And I told our boss, I go, you know, we should do that thing like they did with Donny Osmond and Justin Timberlake, like not mention that they're getting married.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I don't remember this.
Yeah. Well, you weren't there when she said it to me.
Oh, okay.
I was
okay.
at a table.
I heard this.
BJ's like, that never happened.
That's the time. I have no idea. I wasn't there. But that's the time they took us out there to celebrate. Remember?
Yeah, I do.
Our ratings or something like that.
I
think Amy was here at the time, right? Was our big boss.
Because they brought us
time.
A cake that said, like,
they never took us back.
No, they didn't.
That was the time that Jamie bought those shoes.
I did buy those shoes. Those shoes are now in a museum.
She went into this. I think we were staying at the SLS or something like that.
No, I went to the Wynn.
You went to the Wynn.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you went and bought some shoes. And I walk out. Jamie's trying to strap off some shoes.
These are Louboutin, and they were like 4 inches high.
Yeah.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah.
but impossible to walk in.
She finally gave up on them.
Well, you can walk in them in short periods, but the problem with Vegas is you have to walk everywhere, right? Yeah, and so those were not sensible.
Not a good move on your part whatsoever. Mm-mm. Man, what a great trip that was.
It was fun.
Now, looking back on it.
I know.
Yeah, shame you got married. you could have other women beating down the damn Texdado here for you.
But not anymore.
It's a shame. Did you see the strawberry moon this morning?
I did not.
Oh, man, it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
I told you
about it yesterday.
You did. You told me about it yesterday. And I'd forgotten about it. But
I think it's again today.
They said the best viewing was this morning.
Oh, okay.
The best window was this morning. Now, is it back tomorrow? Probably.
I mean, tonight, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, but I think the best viewing was this morning, is what I saw anyway. But
Did you get a picture?
No, I was driving. I left the house, and there it was. And it was picturesque, because it was right over the mountains, like it was sinking down behind the mountains, big strawberry moon.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't look strawberry to me, but I'll call it that.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's kind of cool. Yeah.
Well, you brought it up yesterday. I just wondered if you saw it.
Well, I mean, that was a long explanation about a moon.
It was a good explanation. I think people were locked in.
I mean,
in.
I didn't think it was strawberry, but, you know, I'll go ahead and go with it.
Didn't look strawberry to me.
No.
I think if I had to pick a fruit.
Watermelon? Was it more watermelon-y?
Closer to cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe, okay.
I would say. Yeah, I thought about this on the way in.
Yeah.
I'm staring at it going, oh, I don't know if it's strawberry.
You know what I've never eaten cantaloupe. Except for if I go to a resort is that dragon fruit. I don't know how to buy it and cut it up and eat it.
What is it?
It's the one that has the little black seeds in it.
Yeah.
It looks really pretty. It's tropical. It's a tropical fruit. You only get it like at resorts, right?
Come to think about it, it's the same thing with me. I've never had it outside.
Outside,
vacation.
Right? Yeah, you just get it like when you go to a hotel and they put it in a little mixture and you're like, oh, that's really yummy. But I have no idea what it looks like at the store. I have no idea how to cut it. And I have no idea like if part of it's, I don't know, like dangerous. I have no idea.
I don't think we stay at the same resorts.
You don't get dragon fruit?
No. No. I get blackberries.
Okay, fine.
Maybe every now and then a mango.
Anyway, tell me about that moon again.
It's not strawberry, folks.
No, it's
if
not.
You
it's
take a look cantaloupe. At it this morning, more cantaloupe, I would say. That's what I would say.
Oh, good
mark
God.
That down if you could. All right,
it's
we'll
be
right
long
back.
BJ and Jamie.
That's if you don't mind. You don't mind, do you? You don't mind.
No,
do
it's a great cause.
You don't, it's a great it's cause.
It's a great cause. And now more than ever, because so much of that that we're seeing it here in Colorado, it's really sad.
Let me mention it then real quick here, okay? Won't take long. Joy International. They've got a golf tournament event that's coming up a week from this Saturday. Next Saturday, the 21st. It's going to be over at Raccoon Creek. Now, here's what they're about. They're 501, a nonprofit dedicated to the prevention of child trafficking and to the freedom of healing and empowerment of trafficked children, teens, and young adults, women mostly, worldwide. That's what it's all about. So everything that you give in order to play in this golf tournament is tax deductible, and it's a great cause, raising money for to stop trafficking.
Yeah,
so,
child trafficking.
And it's Joy International, and it's being played a week from this Saturday, Raccoon Creek. You can go to Joy International. Simply Google that, golf tournament. Go to Joy International Golf Event, and you'll find it right there. So I'm playing. Myself, Lisa, Frog, we're all playing in it. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'll be there. That was quick.
No, I always think it's funny you take a child to a golf tournament.
Well, this one's a little different.
It's gimmicky. I mean, every time you show up with your kid at a golf tournament.
So what's wrong with that?
Nothing. It's fine.
The other people that are there at the tournament, they love it. They do. They tell me that all the time. They bring it up a lot. Oh, the kid's back again. That's what they'll say, which is a huge compliment. It's like, oh, man, they can't wait to see him.
Excited.
I don't understand why you bring that up. Man, yesterday, speaking of the kid, I don't know. And the reason I'm asking you this and you listening to the show, 303-22 Alice is the text line. Do you miss these days where you are action-packed? I come to work, get off work, run to the grocery store, start putting food on for later on in the evening. I got to go pick up Frog at camp. Then I got to be over at his tutoring at 3 o'clock. Then we got to go straight from there, run home, get the baseball bag, get the baseball. I got a game yesterday. I mean, it's just go, go, go.
Welcome
Do you miss that?
Welcome to being a mom.
Yeah. And a dad.
Mostly a mom.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think it depends. But do you miss that day that you were doing all this?
No,
because
you can't get anything done. It's crazy because we also went to tutoring twice a week, and we had soccer, and we had Oma, and then the school stuff. I mean, when school's in session, like, and then there's an assembly at school, and then there's...
lunch day with the kid.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah. And you can't get anything done because you drop them off at whatever event they have. And then you go back home. And then now you only have 20 minutes. And then it takes you 10 minutes to drive back there. And then I was like, what?
Well, somebody was telling me that, you know, one day you're going to miss this. You're going to wish that you had. And I'm thinking, I don't know if I will.
Not the driving and waiting.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
The driving and waiting is
the
not
tutoring.
To be missed.
It's too far from the house for me to go home. He's there for an hour and 50 minutes. I just sit in the parking lot. Just sit there.
Well, you don't just sit there. You gamble.
Then I lose. It's just double agony, okay? I'll bet and I lose. Maybe that's the real problem here.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it's not the kid's tutoring. It's me.
Maybe you should learn to play, what's that game that we like that with the jewels?
Candy Crush.
Candy Crush, yeah.
You need that.
Yeah, but don't
Does
buy
it
the.
Pay?
Don't buy the. See, no. Don't pay for it. Well, just play the free one.
Yeah,
but if you play it, do you get paid out if you win?
No.
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 Why the hell would I do that?
Because it's just fun. It's good eye coordination, finger coordination.
No, it's not fun unless money's being put into my account.
No, it really is.
It's good for your brain, too.
Yeah, it's kind of a puzzle game.
It's like
Tetris.
Tetris.
Yeah.
Yeah, play those mind games.
I'll bet neither of you have played in the last 6 months.
Candy Crush?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't played in a while.
But
I was paying
But you're pushing it on me.
Because you were playing.
Well,
paying
the
money.
Because I couldn't get past this level, so I had to pay.
I never put my money in. It seems so dangerous.
Now we're hearing the problems with Candy Crush.
Well, they call it, it's called a gacha game, because they'll do stuff in the game where you have to pay like $1 to move forward, and then you're like, oh, it's only $1. But then, like, once you break that barrier, they gacha. And you just keep spending money on it.
I never paid.
You never paid.
Oh, my God, no. That seems
pay.
So dangerous.
Well, I'm very
it is.
It got me.
And you gave him crap about buying skins for imaginary people?
Yeah, you couldn't even beat the game, so you had to pay $1 to move forward.
It was only 5 times.
And you guys are preaching that on me, where if I get hooked on it, you know I'm a very addictive person. And the next thing you know, I'm paying for skins where I can't win any money. I'm better off gambling.
No, I'm telling you to play the free app.
I know you are, but look at these two clowns. They're trying to rope me into another addiction before you know it. I'm attending classes downstairs.
For Candy Crush.
You go around the room, you know, heroin, man, I've been on it for 15 years. Oh, meth for me. I cooked it downtown, man. It was bad. It was bad.
Oh, my God.
They get to me, Candy Crush. I was injecting that crap 3 times a day, Candy Crush, all day long. I lost thousands of dollars.
Oh, my God.
That would be me.
Well, my new addiction, and I'm really trying not to do it, is because I saw that girl who OD'd on supplements, you know? And so, but now I want to take, they're saying creatine for women is like the new do-all, end-all.
Creatine's good for everybody.
Right. Yeah. But ketamine's great.
No, creatine.
Oh, creatine.
They're saying creatine for women. They used to think it was just for bodybuilders, right? Yeah. But for women, it's showing like all this promise. But I always thought it was like hard on your kidneys, your liver, all that stuff.
Not really. I mean, you have to hydrate. That's the biggest thing with taking creatine is just making sure you're taking your water intake.
You know
that's
what kills creatine in the body?
What?
Alcohol.
It does?
Yeah.
It kills. How do you know?
It depletes it big time.
How do you know?
I just know.
What
I've known
you,
it
like
for a long
a,
time.
Like fitness guy?
No, I'm an alcohol guy.
Creatine?
I'm not a creatine guy. I was an alcohol guy for a long time.
But you knew about creatine then?
Yeah, I did.
No,
yeah, I did.
That's weird,
I knew that.
I feel
the
like
levels.
Creatine's just started to like be a thing, you know?
No, your body has creatine.
Creatine's one of the most studied supplements ever made.
Oh. Yeah,
but now,
it's been around forever.
And Wall Street Journal, though, just did a whole thing about how it's the new rage for women.
It's really good for like cognitive stuff and everything. Yeah.
Strength and bones and everything.
That's what I mean. It makes you lose it when you drink alcohol.
Whoa.
Because your body naturally has it.
Yeah, that's what this it says. Alcohol consumption can decrease creatine levels.
Damn right it can. You damn right.
Dude, mealy mouth.
Ask me any alcoholic question. You know, that Candy Crush, I'm on fire. I'm on a roll for that.
Wow. All right.
Tabloid trash next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Happy Wednesday. It's June 11th. Here's the deal. Sean Diddy Combs, the federal trial in Manhattan continues. This girl, Jane, is on the stand. She describes years of what she calls marathons of all that craziness, male escorts, drug use, physical abuse, emotional abuse. And here's the weirdest part, Dateline.
Huh? Dateline?
Yeah. She said after days and days of this fueled craziness.
Yeah.
Diddy would want to crawl into bed and watch Dateline.
So weird. That's his comfort show.
What is that guy that's on there? The guy that was the stepfather of
Matthew Perry?
Yeah,
Matthew Perry.
Yeah that
Keith
guy.
Keith Morrison.
Yeah, he probably thought Keith's voice was very sexy.
Well, now isn't it the guy that left ABC, NBC, CBS News? Isn't
I don't think he's taken over yet. Lester Holt?
Yeah, Lester Holt.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
The ones I see on TV are still the Keith Morrison stuff.
The OG.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, it says Sean Diddy Combs had a particular weird thing that he would do. He enjoyed watching Dateline.
I like Dateline.
Everybody likes
but
Dateline.
But I don't get to do what he did beforehand.
I don't know to if watch you want to do some of that. After his freak-offs, he would ask Jane to bathe him. Creepy. rub his feet, cuddle with him until he fell asleep watching Dateline.
Yeah. Can you imagine if I went home and asked Lisa to bathe me?
And rub your feet? Yeah, I don't see that happening at all.
You don't?
No. No.
Come on.
Who bathed somebody for a baby? That's so weird. This is kind of sad, and I am concerned about him because I don't think that that Coach Sanders has 14 pounds to lose. If you don't know about this, Colorado Buffalo coach Deion Sanders is skipping summer football camp while recovering at his Texas home from an unspecified illness. They don't know when he's going to return. He's lost 14 pounds.
This is not the foot. This is something different.
It just says he's lost 14 pounds, and he said this is a, quote, whole other level of seriousness. I mean, he doesn't have 14 pounds to lose.
No. Well, he had gained some weight, so I don't know. 14, yeah, maybe not.
He also has been quiet in public, even missing a scheduled keynote and staying off campus. The coach and former Hall of Famer had prior health battles, including surgeries for blood clots in the past, amputation of two toes in 2022, and they're continuing camp without him, and they don't know when he's going to come back. So. Mm. Something bad's going on
it's
there.
It's something. Yeah. And it's not just the foot. It's something else, too.
Olympic legend Simone Biles. Remember, I mentioned it yesterday that she was in a fight with Riley Gaines.
Yeah.
Riley Gaines is the swimmer who spoke out against transgender men or whatever you call it. Women. What? I don't know.
Transgender.
Just transgender period people.
Yeah,
sorts.
We're going to get another one of those letters like we got called into the office yesterday.
Dude, Jamie had all kinds of trouble. That was the weirdest.
And I laughed.
That's the weirdest complaint I've ever had. I thought about that yesterday.
I don't know. Everybody goes to that R word, racist. Everybody does. It's just so dumb.
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
Because I said.
You said curry.
I said that curry chicken made me have the poopskies. And apparently I'm racist now. I was like, what? That girl said I'm racist because I said curry chicken. She didn't call me racist. She said I was stereotyping. And it was some other word. I forgot what it was. But it was bad. It wasn't good.
It wasn't good.
And so I apologize to everybody that eats curry chicken. And
there was nothing about that was profiling anything. It was just like I ate a food that gave me a bad run.
Yeah.
The run. And that was it. Somebody got upset about it.
It just ruined my day.
But a lot of food can do that.
Well, I don't speak about it.
Green apples.
What?
Who do I offend when I say green apples?
Oh, those crayon. I have that.
Amish, kind of, probably.
Probably.
Mm. I probably offend the Amish. They like green apples, I think.
Man, those Amish can build stuff.
They're good, aren't they?
Oh, my God.
You've been seeing those videos, too.
Yes.
Patios in a matter of 2 hours.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah.
That guy said, you know what? I fired my contractor because, you know, whatever happened. And he said, I hired these two Amish boys, and they built an entire deck with concrete footings in, like, 4 hours.
Do we have any Amish in Colorado? I'd hire them in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I need some work done.
I do too.
They're good.
They're really good.
Oh, I think we just offended somebody.
Why?
I don't know. We just picked out a group of people that can really build.
I have not Maybe seen that was offensive. Them come around in their horse and buggies.
No.
No, I haven't seen
not
them.
Not in Littleton.
I think we have Mennonites.
We do?
Yeah, and I think they're part of the Amish spinoff group.
So we do have Amish community in the San Luis Valley.
Well, that's too far.
We do?
Yeah.
Is Mennonites part of the Amish? Does it mention that?
I think it's a branch.
That's what I was thinking.
Kind of like a branch in the military.
Yeah, like when they do a show spinoff.
Yeah. It's like, we'll be Amish, but we want to drive cars.
Yeah.
We'll be Amish, but we want to watch TV.
What do you got there, Spadil? Go ahead.
Yeah, Spadil.
It's an Amish are distinct groups. They share common heritage, but they're different like groups of people.
So they're separate.
It says they both adhere to similar core beliefs and practices like non-resistance and adult baptism. Their lifestyle and particular differ significantly. Significantly.
Jamie and myself, we have our own fact checkers here in the studio.
I do too.
That's pretty cool, isn't it? Mm-hmm. We can say anything we want, then the fact checkers come in. Carson and Spadil. Hit their Google.
Will you see if it's wrong to say that curry chicken makes you poop?
Yeah.
Yeah, Google that.
Yeah. Are you allowed to say curry chicken gives you the poop skis?
See what AI pulls up.
Some lady was really mad at me, I guess.
Oh, you're in trouble.
I know. I was like,
there could be picketing today. Shoot. Protests out front.
I know. What's the sign going to say?
Curry lovers.
Huh? What does it say?
It just says all the stuff that can cause you having like bowel problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. Capsaicin, accelerated gut transit.
What's capsaicin?
That's the stuff in that makes things spicy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I like that he has Google.
Yeah, me too.
Makes him sound smart. You read it like you own it.
Yeah, that boy has a degree, man. He went to Metro.
Anyway, wasn't I on Simone Biles?
Yes.
Yeah, you were. Oh, you were talking about Simone.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so she went after Riley Gaines, and now she's apologized. She said, quote, I shouldn't have gotten personal. Empathy and respect start the conversation. And so she apologized. And now it looks like that Riley Gaines has accepted her apology and said we can have a more, you know, calm conversation.
Good for them.
Yeah, that's good. That's very adult.
You know, there was another apology overnight. Elon Musk. He put out a text overnight, or tweet overnight, and he apologized for everything that he said and all the mean tweets that he made. You know what this sounds like? This just sounds like a drunk tweet to me. Sounds like one of those where we've all been a part of, where you've sent something going, oh, crap, I wish I could take that one back.
Well, I don't think it's drunk. I think he's on ketamine.
Well, whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever. Like, he got off whatever, and now he's back on or something. Yeah.
No, I'm saying that it sounds like a drunk tweet that we've all made.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. We're not all on ketamine, but I'm just saying.
I regret some of my posts about President Real Donald Trump last week. They went too far. No kidding, Elon. Yeah, dummy.
You should have instantly tweeted that after you put out the first tweet.
Somebody said, Jamie, cabbage rolls and me don't agree at all. I'm really sorry, Polish people. Is that where they come from? Poland?
I don't know.
Cabbage rolls?
You kind of deserve it if you eat a cabbage roll.
I love cabbage rolls.
You like cabbage rolls?
Oh, yeah. Those are good.
I don't care for it.
Steamy goodness.
Steamy goodness. Cabbage rolls.
Yeah, and they're good for you.
Yeah.
Yum. All right, Aaron Rodgers. Did you see? Well, I'll just play it for you.
Yeah.
This is the weirdest thing, you guys. Play number three. Aaron Rodgers.
A tour ring or anything else? That wedding ring?
Yeah, it's a wedding ring.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How long ago?
It's been a couple months.
He's been married for a couple months and didn't tell us.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Was he married before? I have no idea. I don't follow
that. No, he broke that girl's heart from Colorado.
Wasn't married before that. He's never been married before.
I don't think they were engaged.
Here we go. It's Google time.
I don't think so Google. Either because she thought they were going to get married. Remember, they were hanging out here in Colorado and in Boulder or somewhere. And he just ripped her heart out. I mean, That girl, the other one, she was destroyed. They dated for a really, really long time.
Shailene Woodley.
Yeah, remember? She's like, then she went on the internet and like kind of cried and stuff. It was very uncomfortable. I would have just been like, eh, who needs a, you know?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers and Danica also were together. Remember, they dated forever.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Mm-hmm. Now she's doing Car Shield commercials.
She is?
Yeah.
Car Shield.
Yeah, that like.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Huh. I haven't seen her.
Yeah. That's when you know you've fallen from grace, when you're doing a Car Shield commercial.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, Aaron Rodgers quietly tied the knot. He's 41 years old. He's a quarterback. He signed his $13 million deal for 1 year. And everybody's like, what's on your finger? And he's like, I'm married. Yeah, so. I guess this is a private citizen. Her name is Brittany. And he married her in December. Brittany.
Yeah. Sounds like a dancer.
It does, doesn't it?
Brittany on stage two.
Or a masseuse. Ooh. You know, the happy ending kind. Yeah. Well. So, who knows? But, yep, he is married, so good for him. And then finally, this is a warning, a very big warning. You guys, this ChatGPT, I've been telling you about how scary it is, OpenAI, all that stuff. Now, if you post a picture, ChatGPT, OpenAI can look at the picture. It can analyze the sand. It can analyze the sky. It can analyze everything. And it can pinpoint the exact location where the picture was taken.
That's terrifying.
Isn't that scary?
Yeah.
That is so scary. So if you, you know, post whatever, if you're trying to, like, be on the down low and you have a stalker, like, let's say Taylor Swift, she has a stalker, and she posts a picture, that guy can go on ChatGPT, look at the sand, the wave patterns, the skies, and find exactly where she's staying.
Oof. Yeah.
That is creepy.
It is creepy.
Super creepy. Mm. All right, but anyway, just be aware. There you go, Tableau Trash.
All right, coming up next here on the show, speaking of Taylor Swift, there's a guy here in Adams County that there's a restraining order against.
For Taylor?
Yeah, for Taylor Swift. Wow. Right here in Colorado. He's 45 years old. You should be embarrassed. You really should, dude.
Out
there stalking her. You're 45-year-old dude in Adams County.
He's probably mentally ill.
Well, it doesn't matter.
But that kind of does.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. You can't be stalking people. I don't care what you are. Doesn't matter. Can't be stalking people. All right, we'll get to that next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app, free app for your phone, and you can get our podcast after the program in case you miss anything on the show today. Busy night, Tuesday night, downtown. You got the Coldplay show over at the stadium. You got 70,000 people over there to see Coldplay and Willow Smith. And then baseball over at the stadium, and then protesting downtown.
Let's go northbound off Broadway. It's clear the area. Or all reasonable and necessary force will be used to make your arrest and prosecute.
Why do we have to block the roads?
Also, just a FYI, check your RTD schedules because they said that they're going to have to go around them today even.
Do what now?
The RTD schedules, they're avoiding some areas.
They're going to have to change it up.
Why are we blocking the roads? Why? Can't we just protest? Can't we just get out there with their signs,
Yesterday, they went on the 101 in Los Angeles.
I saw that.
That freeway is probably, I don't know, 20 lanes across.
Whoa. Isn't that illegal?
Well,
you would think it would be, right? I mean, I don't know the laws, but I'm just guessing that if you block a roadway, that's probably illegal.
Disruption.
I would just guess.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you could protest. You could have thousands of people fine with that in the park, up and down the sidewalk. Just don't block the road.
Well, just check your schedule because I don't know what's going on with RTD. They just said they're going to have to reroute everything.
Man, what a pain for people that ride the bus.
I know, right? It's already a pain to ride the bus.
You've got a certain route that you take, and you got a bus you pick up at this time. You got to maybe get dropped off somewhere else to meet another bus and blah, 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 blah. And then you got this thrown into the equation, and it's a pain in the butt.
And why are we followers, okay? Like, I want to be unique. Like, I don't want to follow because L.A. did it. I want to do something else.
Yeah.
Like, plant trees. I don't know.
I guess Saturday is supposed to be a big day for it.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
All across the country.
Wow. All right. Well, good to know. Saying.
January, okay. I mean, June 14th.
June 14th?
June 14th. It is good to know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's same as today.
No, I mean, agree.
You gotta know what's going on out there because it could be.
Don't you think we shouldn't be followers? We should do something different?
I do. I do, but we weren't first. We weren't first, yeah. But you could very easily, before you know it, driving, just get yourself into a dangerous situation. All right, speaking of danger, Taylor Swift had to go to court yesterday to get a restraining order against a guy right here in Colorado, up there in Greeley, I think. Adams County. This is crazy, too.
In entertainment headlines this afternoon, Taylor Swift has applied for a restraining order against a 45-year-old Colorado man who she says is stalking her. In a court filing last week, Swift accused Brian Jason Wagner of randomly showing up at her Los Angeles home multiple times over the past year. He told security he lived there. Swift claims that Wagner, who is from Henderson, had his driver's license address changed to the address on Swift's house. A temporary restraining order is in effect.
Wow, you can do that?
There will be a hearing later this month. Wagner could not be reached for comment by NBC.
I guess when you go get a license, whatever address you put down, you don't use your address.
How do they not check that?
I know.
But you don't use yours.
I don't use mine, but yeah. I had to have mail from here.
Yeah, I'm just, well, he probably had got something. I mean, hell, with AI, you can pretty much invent anything you want, you know?
Yeah.
So he probably just, and then again, he did it in California, right?
Yeah.
Is that what he did?
Yeah.
So who knows? California law, I don't know. He pulled it off, though. But, man, you got to pick somebody besides Taylor Booth.
Yeah.
You know, you're picking the right. First of all, she got a boyfriend that can beat the hell out of you, okay? You need to stop right there. He's an NFL player. He'll whip you, okay? You got to pick somebody and get somebody a little hotter.
How about don't pick anybody? Yeah. Stalking is really terrifying.
Yeah, it is.
How about
is.
Let's and not this pick guy, somebody?
And this guy here, I mean, obviously there's something wrong with him, okay?
Yeah.
For to go that far, you show up at her house and say you live there?
And then you change your driver's license to her address?
Yeah, that's on a whole nother
that
level.
That is scary. That dude's scary.
45 years old from right here, Henderson. Now, I've never heard of Henderson, Colorado. I mean, I'm sure it's, you know, Weld County or Adams County, I'm sure. Sorry.
What, are you going to go visit or something?
No, I've just never heard of it. Never heard of Henderson. I thought it was probably the Greeley area, something like that, or, you know, Longmont.
Well, don't worry. They're looking it up for you.
They are. Fact checks. Fact check. Taylor Swift goes to court yesterday. A Colorado man is stalking.
Well,
that's
what
near
got?
Brighton.
What do you got?
Near Brighton.
Near Brighton.
Brighton.
Okay. All
ooh,
right.
That's close.
Oh, good to know.
Close.
Oh, okay.
Close.
All right. Now we know where Henderson is.
So yesterday you were reading through your Twitter and you were reading through something, Jamie, and you found this whole thing about this grappler. The grapplers that are on these cars, the police
Douglas
cars.
Douglas County. Yeah, Douglas County has this really cool thing, you guys. And it's like spidey senses. It's like, and what it does is it grabs when they're in a, a pursuit, and the car's in front of them, and it's going fast. That pshow, wow, and it grabs the car, and it pulls it back.
This is something out of Spider-Man, man.
I love it.
This is unbelievable. I'd love to go on a ride where we were guaranteed to use the grappler.
That would be, I don't know how you get a guarantee unless I'm in front of you. Yeah, I'll create a chase.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, that we get somebody like Carson or Spadil. Spadil would be a good grappler guy. Get you in front of us, although I don't know if your car could outrun him. Huh? What? What do you mean?
It won't go fast enough.
The 4Runner does like 85 tops.
And the wheel's probably shaking.
Yeah, a little bit.
We'll get Carson. Okay.
He gets into a death wobble.
Yeah, he's got the hawk trailer or whatever. Yeah.
Maybe we start off slow with the grappler ride along, okay? Maybe we start off at only like 20 miles per hour.
For training? Yeah.
We just
you
don't go that route.
Do you have audio on this?
I do have the story.
Dudes are extremely dangerous. You know, 100 mile an hour speeds plus. Bad guys.
That's not Spadil. 100 mile per hour speed.
By the way, that's Darren Weekly, our sheriff of Douglas County.
There he is.
These pursuits are extremely dangerous. You know, 100 mile an hour speeds plus. Bad guys don't care about public safety.
Nope.
All they want to do is get away. This allows our deputies to get behind that vehicle and stop a pursuit before it really has a chance to get going.
Well, every patrol officer will be trained on how to use this grappler. They cost $8,000 each. They could be reusable if they aren't damaged after getting deployed.
What a name, the grappler.
Because I used to live in LA, we always had car chases every day. And it would be such a bummer when they throw out the spike strips and the guy would just drive right around it.
You can't avoid the grappler, though.
Yeah, the grappler's good.
When that sucker reaches out and gets you, man, like Spider-Man, Batman, I mean, all the hero movies, man.
That's
right there
cool.
In Douglas County.
The
first, you got to figure other police forces are going to go with the grappler.
Yeah.
Especially after we see a couple of videos.
I think it needs numbers after it. Like the grappler 8,000.
Maybe the next, level. Okay. I mean, maybe
like
this.
Like the upgraded version.
Yeah, the Grappler 8000.
Maybe this is the first edition.
Maybe so.
And then we get a 2.0 or something like that down the line, you know? But what a ride along that would be. Wow.
It would be. Except for, what if it's like a more powerful car than yours? Because right now they have cruisers, right?
Yeah.
And you grapple it, and then it's taking you with you.
It's like a tow.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, that's really scary.
Can we get Darren Weekly on? That's a damn good question.
It's a little scary.
Yeah, what if you got something more powerful than your car?
Yeah. I mean,
then you can't get loose.
No, you can't. And you're being pulled. Yeah, that would be scary.
All of a sudden, you're from Douglas County. You end up in Montana.
Exactly.
With some dude.
BJ and Jamie.
This is important. Father's Day is Sunday.
Yes, it is.
Father's Day is Sunday. Take care of dear old dad. No matter who you are.
Are you secretly saying that to your wife because she's listening?
Yes. This is travel time. Got to get Frog to camp.
Yeah, okay.
So we're lying in bed last night, right?
Uh-huh.
And you asked me yesterday, did you not?
Yeah.
About Father's Day. How's it come up so far?
Right.
What are the plans?
Are you guys like going away for the weekend?
What are you expecting?
Right.
What are you expecting as a gift for Father's Day? And I told you nada, 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 nada. Nothing, okay? Nothing so far has come up at all. So last night we're lying in bed, and she said, are you playing golf this weekend? And I thought we're headed that direction, right?
Like, okay. Do you want to play golf?
Father's Day, yeah. Don't let that get in the plans of us. Maybe a little rendezvous somewhere,
like fishing,
you know?
Yeah.
Or maybe a big dinner, you know, planned or something. And I said, no golf this weekend. Why? Just like that.
Yeah, leading it.
Why? She said, because I need my rack on my vehicle installed.
So she gave you a honey-do list?
Yeah, for Father's Day.
But aren't you the jerk that always said, well, I'm not her mother, or she's not my mother, when I'd say, where did you get her for Mother's
Day?
That
was Mother's Day. This is Father's Day. It's a whole different ballgame, Jamie.
Because I even told Upsy, I go, you are so, because he got his wife a bunch of really cool things for Mother's Day. I go, you're so much better than BJ, because he's like, well, she's not my mom.
No, but I got her socks. So I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, right?
Give me some props here. I got her some socks. I mean, these were $20 socks.
But you're not her father.
By
so
the way,
she could just say that to you. Lisa, say that to him, because he said that all the time. Just say, you're not my dad. Why would I get you anything?
By the way, that's $10 a sock, folks.
Yeah, it is $10.
Hey, Bombas are legit, man.
Bombas hug.
Yeah. Well, I haven't heard a word about the Bamba.
A little hug for your foot.
A little hug your foot. That's what I told her.
Yeah,
I really built it up, too.
I love those Bombas.
But it didn't work out very well. But it is Father's Day this weekend. So
it is.
Make sure you take care of Dad, right?
I am. So here's what my plan was for Father's Day. Obviously, my father passed away, right? And so my girlfriend, she's like, hey, you know, I know Father's Day is always tough for you and stuff. And she's like, I'm going to see my dad early. We're having a brunch with him, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Do you want to then come over and we'll just hang out on my porch and we'll have a couple, you know, glasses of wine or whatever? And I'm like, that actually sounds perfect, because I have some dads that are going to use my cabin going fishing. So I'm not going to go out there, obviously, because it'll be dad time, fishing time. And so I was like, that sounds great, until what just happened about 2 minutes ago, where I just found out that there are extra pair of tickets available for Post Malone and Jelly Roll on Sunday.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're floating around.
At the stadium, right?
At the stadium.
Yeah. Big show.
Yeah, big show.
Big show. Now, you have an opportunity to grab these two tickets and go to the show this Sunday night.
Yeah.
Late night.
Late
night.
It's so late.
Instead of chilling with a couple of glasses of wine.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
You go to the concert. I don't know.
Besides Coldplay last night, this is going to be the biggest show of the summer. At the biggest venue.
Well, some say Metallica is going to be bigger.
Nah. Jelly Roll, Posty, that's what I'm all about.
I mean, let's agree. It's two gigantic artists. I mean, it really is.
Some said Coldplay was bigger.
I mean, it's
whatever your groove
but
is.
But the thing is, these are two giant artists, and Jelly Roll is going to get to a point where he's not warming up for Post. I mean, because he can pull his own
audience.
It's
kind of already like that, a unique situation, because Jelly Roll could sell out anywhere.
So that's the thing. It's two huge artists in one venue. And it's just that, you know, you kick off the next week because you got in at 1 a.m. We have to be here really early, and then the week is...
I say no.
What? Why? Maybe we take off Monday?
It's one night. It's just one night.
Carson, listen to me.
I do it all the time.
I know you do, and we suffer for it, okay? Listen to me. I can handle Monday with one person hungover as hell. I can't handle a Monday with both of you hungover as hell. Okay? It will be an absolute turn. Not 10, a turn. Okay? So, no, Jamie, you're not going, as your father for Father's Day, I'm putting my foot down. You're not going to the show.
It's so tempting. But also, you know, just hanging out with her on the patio.
Yes, so much relaxing time for you and your friend to bond. You get to bond a little.
You can be hanging out at the concert.
But we can be singing instead.
Clam up over here, pal. Listen to me. If you go to that show, you're not going to bond with Jelly Roll. You're not going to bond with Posty, okay? You can bond with your friend,
You know how girls are when they're at a concert and they sing together? That's good.
That's what it's gonna be.
He's not wrong. The Woo Girls are back.
Bring out the donut. Bring him out.
Oh boy. What a tough dilemma, man. Go to the show.
Because here's the thing. I was getting ready to text her, but once I put it in writing, then it's a done deal.
Oh, because she's gonna go for sure.
I mean,
I'd find out where the tickets are first.
You mean where the seats are?
Yeah.
Does it matter? Once you join the Woo Girl group, does it really matter where the tickets are?
Well, it would to me if I'm at the stadium, but, you know, that's me. But I don't know if it does or not for you. But I wouldn't want to go. First of all, to me, a stadium tour is not the ideal setup, okay? I'd much rather see it on the Red Rocks. I'm just saying, Jamie. You know what I'm saying?
You get to see it on the screen.
I'm not trying to be a negative, Nancy. I'm simply trying to talk you out of it. That's all. BJ and Jamie, being honest.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I hate to say this, Jamie, but you're dead wrong. You are dead wrong, Carson. You guys are dead wrong.
What's dead wrong? What?
The biggest show coming to Denver eventually will be the reunion show. BTS.
Oh, we're still waiting for another guy to show up.
Well, I'm saying, though, it's going to be huge.
Yeah, in case you don't know what we're talking about, Jimin and Jung. What? Jimin and Jung, I'm sure I'm saying it wrong. From BTS, they are finally out of their service. You know, they have a deal in South Korea where when you hit a certain age, you have to serve with the military. And so they were enlisted in 2023 from BTS. We haven't seen BTS since 2023. Those two took off and another guy also enlisted. And we're just waiting for him. His name is Suga.
Suga. He's the only guy missing?
Yeah, he'll be out later, I think, this month.
Oh, okay. All right.
So BTS is back together again, woo! Baby.
Yeah.
With hits like this.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover.
Oh, right.
Don't pop like trouble breaking into your heart like that. Cool shade, summer, yeah, all widow to my mother. High like summer, yeah, I'm making you sweat like that. Break it down.
That actually is going to be a big deal.
You know, it's so crazy to me how they can't speak a lick of English, but they can sing it.
Yeah, it's wild. Interviews are crazy. They only have one guy that talks.
And he barely. Uh-huh. He barely knows English, one guy.
We've been blown away by that by English, you know, like people from Great Britain, too. I mean, you have so many singers that have come out of there. Well, you can't tell it English. Until they speak.
Yeah. But this is pretty crazy. So they're going to be back. They said, thank you for all the support. And people were like screaming down the streets for them. And I mean, nobody's forgotten
about
them.
That's a scary situation, too. When you're on top of the world, you are rolling, man. And those opportunities, it's like lightning, man. It only hits once, okay? So you're on top of the world, and then you get called to service.
Three of you.
Yeah.
Three of you since 2023.
And you don't know when you get out of the service if you can revive that vibe, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So they said, they've been working on stuff, and they said military life wasn't easy, but I'm grateful for the memories. He said, if you see a soldier on the street, a warm gesture can mean a lot. So it seems like they've grown up a little bit, those sure boys. Does. He sure does. Yeah.
Sure does. That military will do that for
it
you,
will.
Though.
Yeah, so BTS, mm-hmm. back at it again. Good for them. Well, not quite. We're waiting for...
Suga.
Suga.
Is it Suga or Suga?
I don't know how to Suga. Say it with a Korean accent, to be honest with you.
No, I don't either.
Yeah, I'm really...
Damn. I wish we did.
Suga. Suga. Okay, go ahead, Schmidl.
You're looking at how to pronounce the name of this member of the BTS K-pop group band, also known as August D. How do you say it? In Korean, this is usually said as Suga. Suga was Suga. More of a K.
That was pretty Suga. Close.
That guy is creepy.
Yeah, what was that? I did not expect him to sound like that.
Suga. All right, so Suga. All right.
We got horror film.
We got it. I know it was. I know. I didn't. I wanted to wait to hear the name, but I didn't want to interrupt him. But my God, that was weird. Holy hell. All right. Tarek. His name is Tarek. Tarek, remember he was married to that blonde girl who married like a buttload of people? He was on HGTV. Now he's married to another blonde girl. Well, anyway, he was in Vegas. He was doing some like show, you know, home improvement show at the convention center. And then he left. His dad was there, and he and his dad, I guess, got in a fight on Vegas Boulevard with somebody else, and he was charged with battery. Crazy.
I've never heard of him.
Yeah, we've talked about him a lot.
What's his name?
Tarek.
I don't remember.
Yeah. He was the one that ran out of the house with a shotgun. Remember? He was HGTV. And he ran out of the house. He was with that one hot blonde girl.
And she's been married like 17 times since then.
I don't know. Doesn't ring a bell to me. Mm.
Maybe I show you. He's a tall, skinny dude with black hair.
Yeah. And he ran out of a house with a gun for what?
He was having a breakdown.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a long time ago. He's better now. He's back.
Well, it doesn't sound like it. He's in a fight in the streets in Vegas. Sounds like he's back at it again.
He said that he was protecting his dad. Somebody was harassing his dad. But I'm thinking, well, if that's really what happened, why were you charged and the other guy wasn't? So that's just kind of interesting. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, God. Carson just showed me a video, you guys. Justin Timberlake has lost his mojo.
Well, you do that as you get older, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Carson, that's going to happen to you one day. You laugh about it right now, but it's going to happen to you. Your TikTok videos aren't going to be the same. When you reach 50, you're not going to dance like you are today.
I don't know. Timberlake's only 44. You'd think they still would have it.
Uh-oh. Yeah, and like the old videos I was watching, like people are now putting like old videos of him dancing like Michael Jackson. It was crazy. He was so smooth and slick, and then... Now it's just like he's doing total dad dance moves on stage.
It's awful, you guys. And at one point, he's doing like a hacky sack move with his ankle. Yeah. He's like raising it up like he's trying to hit a hacky sack.
And then he's like doing like hopscotch. He's like hopping
He just doesn't have the moves like he used to. If you remember, Justin Timberlake used to dance exactly like Michael Jackson. I mean, he was dead on, amazing. And now I'm watching the videos, and I'm not the only one that, I mean... He's bad.
It's uncomfortably bad.
I don't know what's happened. Like if he got arthritis or something. I don't know. But his moves are like and it's almost like he's counting. Yeah. Like 1, 2, 3, turn.
Okay, now my foot goes here.
Yeah.
Did we post the video?
I'm going to right now.
All right.
Justin Timberlake was ridiculed after his dad moves. They're calling him dad moves. And they're also calling it cringe. A cringe video on tour. Oh, poor guy. Because he used to be so, like, you know, I mean, like, he just
He was a mover. Yeah, he was. He had a groove to him, didn't he?
He did. You know, I mean, I will tell you, since we're talking about the Post Malone show, Post Malone is probably the worst dancer on stage.
Terrible. He's terrible.
And not only that, I need to get him, I get this ad for how to keep your back straight.
Yeah.
You wear this brace and it helps your posture. I want to throw that on him because he's always bent over.
He's always hunched over. Yeah.
I always like his high socks.
Yeah, all of it. But he's always like hunched over like this. Ugh.
Cut off jeans he wears.
Yeah, it's hot, isn't it?
In those beer commercials.
But he seems like such a great guy, doesn't he? Yeah, he really does.
He's always doing like leaving big tips for people, waitresses and waitresses.
The saddest story he ever said was when he was little, and when he was in middle school and high school. Listen to this, little kids. He always sat by himself because nobody wanted to be his friend.
Really?
Isn't that sad at lunch? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And look at him now. Now you can point and laugh at him, Posty.
Yeah.
And say, I won't sit with you now. I don't know. Anyway, let's see here. I wanted to tell you something else. I wrote it down. I already told you that one. Oh, it looks like Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom might be getting a divorce.
Are they in trouble?
I guess they are.
I didn't know this.
It's horrible, isn't it?
I've just seen it for the first time this morning. I thought they were all fine. Weren't they all just naked on a board somewhere?
Yeah, but look at how she looked on tour.
She didn't do so well on tour, but...
And so she's been on tour, and they're saying that they've grown apart since she was on tour. And, you know, she had lukewarm tour reviews, and I don't know. I'm sure she's stressed out, probably going, oh, my God, I went in there, like, you know, and you're like, oh, my God, you stop bitching.
She's been somewhat of a whiner lately. You got to figure she's taking that home.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then finally, for all you single moms and dads, or all of you that have a bunch of kids, I just want to tell you that it's just come out that Kim Kardashian has 10 nannies.
Woo!
Full-time nannies.
Yeah.
10.
That's more than one per kid.
Oh, thank you for the mandate.
That's crazy.
Are you on Google again?
Did you use your calculator?
She's employing people. What's the problem?
Yeah.
You got a job. It doesn't matter. And she's very, very rich. And I'm sure she pays well.
Yeah, she deserves to be able to do that because she's a billionaire. It's like, can't you take care of your kids a little bit? She doesn't actually do anything.
Guess how much they make.
She's a lawyer. What do you mean she doesn't do anything, pal? She's in court every day.
Yeah, I forgot.
So she...
100K each, and she's got an on-call nanny at all times for overnight. And they take 12-hour
shifts. 12-hour
shifts,
10
That's
of them.
That's a good gig.
It's a great gig.
Well, yeah, especially since... What's the math again, Spadell?
That's more than one per kid.
Yeah.
I mean, but you think about, I would think she travels so much and she doesn't take her kids with her half the time. She's in Paris for that thing. I mean, you never really see her with all the kids at once.
No.
Yeah, so she just dumps them off with the nannies. Yeah, like.
Must be nice.
You take them.
Yeah. I'd like to do that.
Right.
As I'm at tutoring yesterday,
it
should have been nice if a nanny had showed up.
Oh, my God.
I don't have anybody who'll call.
10 nannies, 100K each. Just because you can.
Schmidel, the math on that.
That's 2.25 nannies per kid.
Wow.
No, it's $1 million a year.
Yeah.
That was
nannies.
The math.
I was thinking nannies.
1 million nannies.
No, that was good too.
Yeah.
There's no bad math on that. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show in the beautiful Belco Studios right here, Denver. And on the Odyssey app too, it is working. There is an app out there. It's free. It's called the Odyssey app. It's working fine this morning, and you can listen to us anywhere you go and get the podcast there after the program. Now, earlier you were talking about RTD may have to reroute because of certain situations going on in streets, and possibly this route's going to be closed and can't get through or whatever. Did you see where RTD is offering shuttle service to Red Rocks Amphitheater?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Is that not... took so long?
Yeah, exactly.
What took so long? I don't know.
Wow, that is a great idea.
Yeah, you can take the light rail to Golden, and then you can catch a bus there, which they have a special entrance, I think, into the amphitheater, so you avoid all that traffic getting in there.
But that's do they drop you off at the top or the bottom?
I don't know.
There's no way they go all the way to the top. No way.
Come on, man. They got to go to the top.
I would think with that special interest, they might have a top.
No,
they might be
to
a topper. Okay, here it is.
There are over a million concert goers that go to Red Rocks every year. And most of those folks are driving from Denver.
Denver City Council member Daryl Watson hopes one day there will be more public transit options for concert goers, especially those who may choose to drink or smoke.
We believe it's a safety issue. We believe it's an environmental impact issue. And we see it as a great opportunity with the W line already going there.
So he is working with Jefferson County Commissioner Andy Kerr and others on a daytime pilot program that would use shuttle buses to take people from the W line drop-off point in Golden to Red Rocks and and other area parks. It could run for 2 weekends in August or September to show proof of concept.
Yep.
The group is applying for a grant from RTD.
Could provide up to $1 million to make sure that this pilot that we're doing this summer, that we can actually extend that for the entire summer of 2026.
I think it's a brilliant idea.
It is a brilliant idea.
I think they've needed this for years, and nobody ever thought of it. I can't figure out why.
Well, you know, it's weird because I always wanted to take that Mustang.
Yeah. Sting bus.
The Mustang. Yeah, I've always wanted to take that. But then people are saying you can get up the mountain easy. It's just that it might be sold out if you come back and there's not a way to reserve it. That doesn't sound right, because you'd be stuck up there.
I don't know. But this would go to Golden. You're on the light rail. The bus would pick you up there, have a special entrance into Red Rocks. Now, I don't know if it's the top or bottom where you get dropped off, but if you really want to fix Red Rocks, make sure you do this with the shuttle, which you're going to run a couple of times in August and September to try to work this thing out and see if it's actually feasible. You should put those electric chairs in there, too, to go up and down those stairs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you added that to it,
that'd be great.
BJ is there.
And I also, my girlfriend told me that you can take a train from Union Station to Idaho Springs, to the actual Springs.
Oh.
That you could take a train that way. That would be cool, wouldn't it? That way you don't have to drive that long.
You can now? Easy. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Glenwood Springs. I apologize. Glenwood Springs, yeah. You can take a train from the terminal there to Glenwood Springs.
That'd be nice.
That would be. But I was looking at
it. But I'd never take it. Would you take it?
Oh, yeah, I would do it because I drove there and it was long.
Takes a while.
Yeah, I would.
Train takes longer.
It does?
Yeah.
Why would it?
Because you got to rep through the mountains.
Then a car?
It's not a straight line. Yeah. The cars would be faster.
Yeah, but at least when you're coming back, you're coming back on Sunday, you wouldn't hit that traffic.
Have you ever taken a long train ride? I took one once.
I took it
in Florida, okay? And this was 2 hours there. The worst part of the trip is the trip back. Because you've just gone 2 hours.
No, but you get to sleep. You don't have to sit there in traffic on I-70. It's a brilliant movie. And then you recline and you're like...
I'm just saying that... I would personally, I get what you're saying.
I'm a mouth breather.
I think I would choose to drive it if it were up to me.
No, I don't know.
I drove it
in December. I went up there and it was forever. And the traffic sucks on I-70.
I'm seeing that with like no traffic, it's 2 hours and 40 minutes to get there. And with the train, it's 5 hours and 50 minutes.
Yeah, 3 hours long.
But that's with no traffic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So. And remember, on the way back.
Yeah. So which, if you're rolling the dice, which one are you going to take?
Dude, knowing I-70, it's probably going to be better to take the train.
I'm
driving. I'm taking my chance. Because with the train, there's no chance
of it
being less.
You're not leaving Littleton.
Okay, and you're never taking the train. Okay?
I would love to take the train.
You're never taking the train.
Carson's
never taken the train.
I've taken it to Winter Park several times.
I'm just saying that nobody's going to Glenwood Springs on the train on this show.
Man,
you're
probably right. Yeah.
See, right?
You're probably right.
Yeah, thank you. I thought so.
Recliner boy.
We speak a good game, but I don't know.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, BJ and Jamie here. Man, I sure hope Dion's okay.
Yeah, 14 pounds he's lost.
It's a mystery right now. I don't think anybody knows what's going on. I guess we're going to find out at some point. But he's in Texas. He's not even here in Colorado right now.
And he's not at any practices or anything.
He canceled every appearance at practices for the summer, whatever it is that they're going through right now. But he's back in Texas, and he's nursing this health situation, they're calling it. I don't know what's going on, though.
He just called it, what did he say? This is a whole different situation.
Yeah. Could be diabetes.
Diabetes.
It's weird, though, because Shador was asked about it yesterday, and he didn't seem worried at all about it. He's like, I don't even know what's going on with my dad, but I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about playing for quarterback.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It kind of shocked me.
Does he realize Father's Day's coming up?
Yeah, exactly.
Holy, you should feel that way. Not only that, I mean, that's a weird statement from him, because... it's not like Dion to be missing out on his practice, you know? So there's something going on. Spadil, you got your hand up.
I got Shador's comment right here. Fire
away, buddy.
He asked that, you know, he's still kind of going through his health challenge.
I don't know what's going on. So I'm here not to talk about Pops and him. Yeah. I'm here for the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, I know. My question was, though, if you don't mind answering.
You know, as I'm watching it, I know it sounds cocky, right? But as I'm watching it, it's almost like he's uncomfortable.
Oh.
Like he's deterring away from it.
So maybe he does. He does know what's going on. He just doesn't want to talk about it.
It's weird. He just wanted to, like, not... You know how people, like, you know how when you're uncomfortable, you laugh, which is, you know, that one thing that you do.
Right.
Like when you talk about somebody got killed, you're like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like that. It feels a little like that.
Yeah. And it also sounds to me, and I didn't see the video, I only heard the audio. It also sounds to me like he's talked to his father, and his father said, hey, don't worry about me. No comment. You, my son, you need to concentrate on becoming the next quarterback of the Browns.
Yeah.
And that's how they left it, and that's what he's supposed to say to the media. So I'm not judging him on either answer that he gives there, but it certainly sounds like his dad has told him, concentrate on your job, I'll be fine.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
And that's what you would say as a dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Dion, and I'm sure we'll get an update at some point. I just hope
it's just,
and I've thought about this since yesterday.
It's weird they're keeping whatever it is on the down low.
I hope it's not real, real, real serious.
I know.
I do.
Yeah.
That would be just absolutely horrible.
I didn't know he was suffering a while back from blood clots.
Yeah, we knew that.
I didn't.
Yeah, yeah. They did surgery. Not at one time, remember, they were going to amputate his foot, whole foot.
The scar on his leg is gnarly.
And he limps a lot. You can tell. And, yeah, he's had some problems. This goes beyond that, though. You don't lose 14 pounds over your feet, I don't think.
No, I know.
Okay? All right, thrift stores. Do you like thrift stores?
Like once in a while.
Yeah, they say they're making a huge comeback right now, that they are packed with people going in looking for bargains.
Buy and sells, consignment stores, vintage shops, they're popping up left and right, sometimes right next door to each other.
I hopped just across Broadway to 2nd Street. It's a buy and sell store, and they tell me that just like Boss Vintage, their numbers are up, but it's probably not due to the economy.
It's more so of fashion. I think that social media now has...
Right, this seems like more what
trendy.
Are they called?
It's trendy.
What are the consignment stores, right? Have you ever been in one of those?
Consignment, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever put anything in there to sell?
No, but I bought other people's jewelry.
See, I would think that you would have probably like a garage full of good consignment stuff.
Because
you're bad about ordering stuff and never using it.
Yeah.
Well, never using it. Or maybe use it once. You'd be your house would be a good consignment store.
Consignment's really good to buy for jewelry. If you want to
buy
jewelry.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I've never been in one.
Reputable or whatever. But that's also a pawn shop. I buy at pawn shops too.
Yeah.
I don't, but if there's one there.
I've never thought about going into a pawn shop. I bet you they have a lot.
In Southern Illinois, they have so many. So when I go back home, my sister and I and my cousin, we all load up and go to all, we hit them all.
Yeah. pawn shops are great, but pawn shops are basically, well, they're two different ways. They're loans. You can get a loan, or they're just consignment. There are people that put stuff in there for consignment too. We have a furniture consignment and a fashion consignment near the house, but I've never been in those stores. But I've always been curious. I've just never gone in.
I like to go to the ones that are up by Vail. There's one up by Vail because you can get some really good Columbia stuff.
Yeah, you got to hit a good neighborhood.
Yeah,
I think that's why I've not gone into the ones in my neighborhood.
And what's that one that's high end? It's like blue something.
Oh, the one in, is it Aspen or the?
No, it's in Cherry Creek. It's blue something. It's got a blue in it.
People look for bargains. I got to tell you, every time I've gone into one, it's all junk.
Well, it smells funky too. It does. And I don't get you people that buy used shoes, okay? Listen, because high heels, you don't wear, you know, socks. There's something about putting my foot in your foot where your foot used to live. It kind of creeps me out.
Jamie, I'm not going to buy used shirts and pants.
Well, you wash them.
It doesn't matter.
I could see buying that rather than shoes, though.
Yeah.
Well, I can see it.
Shoes are nasty, but I would buy shirts. That doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, I don't buy either one. I don't know, but I'm with you.
If you think about it, a bunch of people tried on your shirt before you bought it, probably.
I just didn't know it. That's all. I'd rather, it be that way than walk in and know that somebody owned the shirt for 4 years.
When back in my day, you remember when people tried on the same bathing suit at the Walmart and they had that weird panty shield in it? And you're like, I'm just going to leave my underwear on. I'm just, I need a different block than just your little stupid panty shield.
I guess they're making a comeback, or big right now with consignment stores. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, here on a Wednesday. Going to be hot today again. 88.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Near 90, actually.
BJ and Jamie.
So yesterday, Jamie.
Yep.
I kind of got accused of shoplifting.
Oh. Oh, did you do that thing where you put the Diet Coke at the bottom and walked on out with it again?
You're close.
Okay.
You're very close. So I go to checkout, right? And I'm doing self-checkout. I forgot to put the water. The water was on the bottom. Mm. And yes, the water. I got distilled water, you know. So I get ready to leave. And then, now here's where it takes another twist to it. I've got one of these buggies, and the water I noticed. So I went ahead and redid it, called the guy over, and said, hey, I forgot to do the water. So I did everything I'm supposed to do, okay? As I'm leaving the store, did you know the cartwheels lock up on you now?
What?
You can't push the cart.
Only if you go outside of the parking lot area to steal it.
No.
At some places they do. Like it happened to me. We were at a Goodwill. And they had that safety measure in there. So
this,
no one took the cart.
This
out
is
of the
King
store.
Super. Yeah. Oh, wow. The very first, not even the door going from the store.
You're in a sketchy area.
I'm the first door that leads into that cart area.
Yeah.
That's where it went off. So I'm pushing my cart, and all of a sudden,
oh man.
I'm one of these.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell just happened? What did I run
off?
So
they won't let you take a cart out to the parking lot anymore?
No. If the mechanism that they have in place detects that somebody might be trying to steal something, the cart automatically locks up. If your cart doesn't lock up, take it out to the parking lot. But it stops you so somebody from the store can come and check you to make sure you're not stealing.
So somebody's just watching you from above and pushes a button or something?
No, I think it's an electronic device, isn't it?
I don't know how they do. Well, the Goodwill actually had sensors that you could see.
Yeah.
I've never seen it at King Supers, but I'm sure they have.
We have it at our store. Have a sensor that somehow sets off a sensor on your cart, and it makes the cart lock up on you. Mm-hmm. So here I am sitting there going, what the hell just happened? A guy comes up, taps me on the shoulder, and he goes, hey, can I check your cart for you? And I said, what's going on?
Yeah.
He goes, well, look, wheels lock up if we think you're stealing.
I'm like, what? But how do the sensors know you're stealing?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
It's not like a retail where they have those actual sensors on the clothing.
Right, where you desensitize it.
Yeah.
Like
I don't know.
Colds. That's what I'm saying. Is there an eye in the sky that's pushing a button?
Maybe somebody on Texanado will know works at the stores, because I have no idea. It's the first time it ever happened to me. I had no idea these sensors were even in the store till yesterday.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
And the guy checked
the
basket.
And it seems like you could really hurt yourself and impale yourself on the handle.
Well, here's what turned out to be. He looked at me and he goes, go ahead and go. And I said, well, don't you want to check the basket? I mean, these sensors went off. I didn't steal anything.
Yeah.
He goes, nah, we've been having a problem with the sensors
good
lately.
God.
He said, they go off for no reason, for some reason. I don't understand it. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. It's pretty serious when you lock up somebody's cart and accuses them of stealing.
Well, not only
all right,
that.
That's wrong.
But not only that, you can break your ribs.
Yeah.
I mean, because it dead stops.
You go flying over the... Jamie, I did. The back wheels came off the ground because it caught me so fast.
There's a lawsuit to me. Doesn't it hurt? Aren't you pain? Like, there's pain, right?
Yeah.
You're having some pain?
Oh,
internal bleeding?
That cart ripped me right in the gut. Mm-hmm. Oh. You know, they're saying Safeway and King Supers could both be on strike on Sunday.
What?
This Sunday.
Yeah, I thought we already did King Supers.
King Supers,
they're back.
They kicked it down the road. Remember, they delayed it. They were
It ran out this past Sunday, and now it's been a week later, and they're saying that they're probably going to go on strike Sunday, just like Safeway. You're going to both stores shut down. They say the impact here in Denver, Colorado could be catastrophic.
You know what's weird is yesterday, and I recommend this for everybody. Yesterday, I didn't watch any news. I didn't even scroll or anything. I'm exhausted from all the crap that's going on. You know what I mean? I'm in summer mode. I just want to see. I don't know how to change my algorithm where it only shows me happy stuff.
Well, I don't mind the happy stuff, but I'd like to know if my grocery store is shut down.
No, I know, but don't you feel like let's be in summer and like wouldn't it be great to push on your phone a beep, 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 where it could only be happy stuff?
Like you could push pause.
Yeah, if you could get all
the
happy.
World.
Yeah.
If you could get all happy, that would be good.
Like Schmidl, if he could push it and be like all nudes.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. OnlyFans galore.
He does that.
Oh, right.
You can do that on there. Yeah, you can get just boobs only. You can get whatever you want, right, Spadil?
Yeah, you can get anything. The algorithm knows me so well, it already does that for me anyway.
Yeah. My grocery store knows me so well. They do that for me too, Spadil. Isn't that wild, though, that they put these sensors in the store? And I'm with you, Jamie. I don't know how it knows. I thought of that yesterday. Yeah. I'm like, okay, no, wait a minute. You don't have those little tags. All you have is barcodes. You went through the self-checkout. It may be what it does. Maybe it just flags everybody in self-checkout.
Just from Googling, it seems like Jamie was right. It's someone's watching you with a camera, and they're like, oh, flag cart number 22, and then they just push a button, and it freezes up at the door.
And really? Someone on Texanado said that they actually got stopped. This happened to them in King Supers on Friday, and they got stopped because there was a tag on their laundry detergent.
Oh, that's
different.
They needed to
desensitize
that one, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I've only had it happen at Schnucks in St. Louis, and I had parked on the other side. I didn't know where I was. And so I started taking my cart over, but I took it to the other parking lot, and it seized on me because they said homeless people take it outside the parking lot.
All right, that makes sense.
Yeah, so that's the only
makes
thing
sense.
That happened.
But I've never seen it in the grocery store. And again, it's that very first door you come out, not even into the parking lot.
Yeah.
First door, and the thing just locks up.
I want to be the person with the button, because you know how kids run with the cart? And I went, boom!
Just running through the aisle.
You are evil. You're an evil woman.
BJ and Jamie.
I feel like I'm already complaining about the heat. We've only had it for, what, 3 days?
Yeah, right.
Oh, I'll be so glad when summer's over. It's going to be near 90 today. What are you checking out over there, Jamie?
Oh, my God, you guys. I know you're not an F1 fan, but some of us are. And this is just so cool. So it's called a haptic. Haptic. It's a haptic ad. It's brand new. It's on your Apple phone if you have an iPhone. So if you have an iPhone, you know that little icon that says Apple TV in the corner?
Yeah.
Okay, so you click on the Apple TV little app.
Right. Let me follow you here. Let's start from the very beginning again. Okay. So I got my phone in my hand.
You have to have at least the 18.4 OSI, whatever.
The latest iOS.
I'm sure I got it.
iOS. Yeah. I'm dyslexic. All right, so go to the little app that says Apple TV. It's black with a little apple in it.
Never mind. This might take a while.
Well, it's always hard to find because you probably use it that much.
And you can move it around, so you may have put it in like a folder or something.
Yeah.
I've had Apple TV for years, and I never use
it. It's black, and it says TV.
Yep.
I don't know. This is not a good start. I am not a tech genius here. Okay?
Well, that's not even about tech. That's just about your eyes memorizing where the app is. You know what I mean?
I can't even find it. It may be one of those cases where I've not used it in so long that it's just disappeared and it's just running in the background.
Go to your search and you can find it. Type it in. Apple
just
TV.
Go ahead.
Anyway.
When I catch up, I'll let you know.
Okay, so you go to your Apple TV app and you push it and you'll see trailers. Yay!
All right.
You'll see trailers for different movies.
New trailer experience. Continue.
Right. So it's the F1 movie that's coming out with Brad Pitt, which, by the way, Lewis Hamilton just came out and said, what was it? His line was the most realistic thing about
the most realistic racing movie ever made.
Yeah, that's what Lewis Hamilton said. And he would know, he's the F1 driver.
Yeah.
And so you push the trailer, you hold the phone in your hand, and it gives you an experience where you feel the car vibrate. You feel the when he hits the gravel and it shakes the whole phone.
But they want to charge me.
Well, then you must not have Apple TV.
You got to get Apple TV Plus.
I've got
that's a subscription.
A home. I probably have never logged into my phone before. Yeah. That's probably it. Okay.
Anyway, it's really cool. And so it shakes the phone and everything. It's awesome. It's called a haptic ad. HAPTIC ad.
Never heard of it.
Me either.
Huh.
It was just, I read these tech just so I try to be cool with my kid. Anyway, I read all this tech crap, and and it shakes your phone, and you're like, "Whoa, this is awesome!" It gives you like a real life experience with the trailer.
It sounds like the same technology they use with the VRs,
the VR headset. Yeah. Yeah.
Because when you use those, we got one for Frog for Christmas, and when you use those everything moves, everything vibrates. It's amazing.
No,
stuff.
Those make me nauseated. I cannot stand those.
I like it.
Oh,
I do. I like it.
I told my kid, I ripped it right off my face. I was like, what?
Yeah. I think you got to get used to it. But once you do, it's pretty amazing stuff.
And
it's
you
good
guys,
technology.
You will be really, really happy to know that now when you go to your Amazon account, this will be great, they're going to load you up with AI ads.
Perfect.
Yep.
When you go to what now?
Your Amazon account. They're going to it's going to be a deluge, I think is the word, of AI ads. You won't even know it's AI. It'll just
you won't?
Yeah, nope, that's what
just
they say.
Ads?
Ads with AI people.
I don't like
people.
Ads.
Well, I don't like not knowing that they're fake.
Yeah.
You know, it's like some guy says, to use this, and he's not even him.
Yeah.
Why would they allow that? Why couldn't they screen that to keep the fake ones out of there?
No, they want it. They did it on purpose.
Oh, they did?
Yeah,
for what
reason? Yeah. Because they don't have to hire actors.
Oh, that part's fake.
Yeah,
I thought you meant the whole ad was fake.
No, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought it was a fake product that they're advertising.
No, it's a real product, but it's just AI.
Someone's selling you on it, kind of like an Amazon influencer.
But I don't have a problem with that.
You know what?
But why is that bad?
Well, first of all, I mean, actors are going to be out of jobs. They really are. Like, you know, you're going to watch a Dove commercial, and it's not going to be a lady. It's going to be...
But if I don't know... I just assume that's an actor.
I'm just talking about the jobs being replaced.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, that is bad.
All right.
Yeah, these people aren't going to have jobs anymore. Mm-hmm. Lighting, I mean, you forget how deep this goes. It's not only the actor, it's lighting, it's directors, it's everybody.
It's the people that edit the commercials.
Yeah, it's all of that production.
It's too late. It's going to happen, right?
Yeah,
there's
nothing
can be done.
No.
But
Hollywood's going to crumble.
You're right, and when you see anything, I mean, I'm already conditioned to the fact that everything I see is fake.
I watched a movie that was all AI. It was only they only did it for it was like a minute. It's
pretty amazing.
It's better than Hollywood.
It is. It's more. So, yeah. There's a market for it, and so that's why it won't stop. It's going to progress even more.
What are you seeing there?
Do an entire movie
about the Amazon thing.
So it's just like you were saying. Any product that someone is trying to sell, they can have an AI generated video for that product. They just post it right on their Amazon.
So that lady with her wrinkle cream, she probably has... So she won't have any wrinkles because she's AI.
Exactly.
So it's not a true representation of what the product does because it's AI making it the best possible.
Yeah, there's not like an actual before and after.
We're about to do the same thing. We're about to put our show into AI and present it.
Yeah, but we're not altering it. We're just editing it down to the best of. But we're not. It's not going to be not our voices and not us as humans.
No, but it's taking a job of somebody who would do that. Is all I'm saying.
Just the editing.
They're just editing. Right, but I'm just saying AI. It's just I don't know how you stop it. And it seems like to me that there are so many different versions of the AI out there. I mean, you started with one here. Maybe Google had one or Grok or something like that. But now there's like 10 of them out there or more.
There's way more than 10.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Trust me, I get a monthly charge for all of them.
I'm not using them. I want to mention this golf tournament again. I'm going to play in this thing a week from Saturday. It is the Joy International. And it's an organization that's dedicated to the prevention of trafficking. Children, teens, women, all kinds of stuff. And it's based right here out of Denver. Joy International. It's going to be at Raccoon Creek. And if you go to our, I think it's our Facebook page. Go to our Facebook page. You'll see it right there. If you want to participate, I'll be participating. My wife's going with me, Little Frog. And it's going to be just a good time. So if you'd like to play golf a week from this Saturday and support this very, very good cause, please just go sign up.
Again, so they can go to joyinternational.com?
You can go to Joy International. Just look up Joy International Golf Tournament. Or you can go to the BJ and Jamie Facebook page, and all the information and the link, everything is right there, too. So get signed up for it.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You were talking about Apple TV, and I was just telling you off the air that all those phones that were stolen out in L.A. when they broke into that Apple store, it turns out they were able to turn them off.
That was my guess.
The crooks can't use them.
Yeah.
Not only that, they can be tracked.
Ooh,
so everybody that took one got tracked down, they say.
Yeah, it makes sense, doesn't it?
And let me say
they're
this.
They're just laying out like that.
If you've got a pretty nice vehicle, like yours, Carson, you got a nice vehicle. Oh, Jamie, thanks. I think, yeah.
Mine's at with John at Highlands Ranch Imports. Yeah. It's been there for 3 weeks. You
right
know why?
Now,
it's able to be picked up, but I just haven't had the time to pick it up because I'm super busy. Sorry about that, John.
I would say 90% of the time you have a nice vehicle, but right now I don't think you're running with one. Okay,
well,
I think you're on the backside of that.
And it's
right
not
now.
That he hasn't fixed it, because he has fixed it. He fixed it 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But it's just in a parking lot.
Right.
It's so far.
Right. But if you're running a nice vehicle, there is no reason why you shouldn't have some type of air tag on that vehicle these days.
Well, they have apps.
I know. I'm just saying. But any nice vehicle that you got out there, if it doesn't have some device of tracking, there's no reason not to now. Right?
I agree.
Absolutely, just like these phones. I mean, they're so far ahead of the crooks right now. If you're at an Apple store,
you know what? It's weird. This doesn't go with this, but I'm going to tell you anyway because we were just talking about AI and all that crap. I was just reading because I'm still stuck on this little tech page. You know how we were talking about, or my kid told me, like, every question you ask ChatGPT, like when I go, hey, ChatGPT, make a guy bowling, right? Any query that you give it, it uses enough energy to, like, you know, whatever he compared it to, my kid did. Well, that is a lot of energy, but now I'm reading it uses water.
Uses water too?
Yeah, it says, listen to this, ChatGPT, one query, just one question for it, uses a 15th of water, a teaspoon of water. We're going to run out of supplies, you guys.
So fast.
How much water?
A 15th, let's see here, 1/15th of a teaspoon. Of water, which doesn't sound bad.
It doesn't sound like much at all.
Well, I know, but but there's millions of people asking it at least 80 questions to get it right.
The dumbest things that we ask it. And we're going to have like water restrictions for AI.
Exactly, because it's going to use up all our lakes. Because, I mean, I know that I tweak whatever it built for me. I know that I at least ask it 12 questions, right, on average. So, and that I'm just one human. And that's one query. You know, in a day.
Wow.
And so people that are doing creative, like TikTok people and all that, they're asking it to generate, you know, thousands and thousands of images and queries. So now it uses water.
Wow.
What if we built, you guys? We're all going to die.
Yeah.
It's going to take over everything.
It is. By the way,
there was a water convention in town. Did you see the drinking water convention?
I did not.
They had a drinking water. Look this up, Shmadel.
What did they talk about?
They had all these people come into town for a drinking water convention. And the idea was to find out which city has the best drinking water, tap water. Yeah. All right. So everybody that came in for the convention voted because they got to drink various waters.
Okay.
Well, number one was Denver tap water. Number one in America and Canada, by the way.
And isn't it interesting we hosted it?
Now listen. Then it went to the judges, and the judges did their thing, and these are the professionals on tap water. We didn't even come close to number one.
That's what I'm saying. It seems a little shady. We hosted the convention, and we won.
Why aren't we having a convention on the taste of tap water? Is that the dumbest thing ever?
It tastes like chlorine to me.
They flew people in here from all over the country, all over Canada, and various places to hold this thing here in Denver, a big convention down here, to find out who's got the best tap water.
I bet they didn't have fun after parties.
In
the suites and stuff, I bet it wasn't that fun.
Are you seeing the story?
I am, yeah. Today's actually the last day of it.
Oh, doggone it.
Yeah, they're doing it right now.
A tap water convention.
Yeah, it says just the description of it is it's a valuable gathering for water professionals offering opportunities for learning, networking, and collaboration on the future of water management.
Sounds like a fun group of people.
Oh, man. They burned the house down, baby.
And we were invited. Come on.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I think we owe somebody an apology.
Who do we owe?
The girl who's dating the superintendent at the city of Golden Water.
We're sorry we dumbed it down.
Can I just read this?
Yeah, go ahead. Let me say what we were talking about, okay? First. There's a water convention in town, and I made the statement of people from all over the country and Canada flew into Denver, Colorado just to taste our water and their water, too, to compare it so judges could find out who has the best tap water. And I said, it seems kind of dumb over water.
And then I said, ooh, that sounds like a fun bunch of people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did throw that in. Like, I'd like to go to that party.
So here's what she writes. Hello. My boyfriend is the superintendent at the city of Golden Water. He is probably the nicest person you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
Why are you making fun of him? He is the best person at work. People really like him. He went to the water convention because of how smart he is. I can't believe how mean you guys are. I feel horrible.
He's an H2ologist.
I feel really bad.
That's what they call them.
I
feel bad too.
Oh my gosh.
We downplayed it. Like, yeah. Look, okay, we'll just go ahead and say it. You have to be smarter to be in the water business than the business we're in.
Exactly.
Okay?
Some form of engineering degree.
I mean, we're dumb.
Yeah,
we're dumb
as hell.
We're dumb. We admit it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Duh.
And I'm sure water people are smart.
And I'm sure they're fun. I'm sure they're fun.
They're a blast. Yeah. Jamie, are you kidding?
Yeah. So I apologize. I'm sure he's a fun guy. Not like a mushroom.
You get that? All right, there you go. We cleared it. You got it all cleared up there, all right?
Oh, God. All right. Sorry. And then somebody said, wow, you guys are completely wrong. There were water after parties, and the swag bags were amazing.
Oh. Could you expand on that a bit? Could you go ahead and text us again and just list what's in the swag bag? Because I'd like to read that off on the air if it was fabulous.
I guarantee you they got a water bottle. For sure.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Speaking of water bottles, did you guys see that Posty did a collaboration with Stanley? And they're coming out with a special release of Stanley and Posty. They have thermoses, and they have like those industrial lunch boxes, like the big ones that miners used to use, the metal ones. And so, yeah, it's a collaboration with Posty.
I didn't see the Posty ones, but I did see them at the store over the weekend over at Target.
Yeah.
They're not cheap. Stanley is very
so
expensive these days.
So
I thought Stanley was at least affordable at one time.
Back in the day.
And the price has been driven up because of the demand.
Because it's a designer thing now.
Son of a gun.
Yeah. And now with Posty.
They're like $60.
Oh, yeah. At least, right?
Yeah, this was like a little small water bottle. High water people.
Wow, the quencher's $75.
Ooh.
The Post Malone one.
Yeah, that's ballpark. It was $60 over at Target. I like Target.
Wow. The lunchbox and the thermos is $175. That combo.
Really?
Yeah.
For a lunchbox and a thermos.
Starting to get that Yeti price.
Yeah, you are, right?
Yeah.
Wait, by the way, though, I will say, I believe in the Yeti. I didn't think I did, but I bought the red one, and it is amazing. If I go out to the cabin and I take a regular, just regular cooler, because sometimes if I have parties or whatever, I need to load up on coolers, that one melts. I mean, just melts. The Yeti, you can keep it in your car for a week.
Days.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yep.
It's true.
And I think that, and I agree with you, I think that the Yeti is well worth the money. If you
use them,
leave your zip code, okay? I don't leave my zip code.
Oh, gotcha. Understood.
For my purposes, styrofoam is fine. Hell, I could get by with a styrofoam for $2.99. And I mean $2.99,
right.
Okay? I don't go that far,
not
folks.
$299?
I only go out to my patio.
Oh, my God. What was the Yeti? Was it like $500?
I saw it the other day. Yeah. We were down at REI. You know REI, Jamie. That's the most expensive place on earth. Mm. Great products. Don't get me wrong, but it's pretty damn high. Their Yeti. They had a Yeti for $799. And it wasn't like that, really big, huge one for the back of a truck.
Yeah.
It was just standard size. It's $800.
I know. I bought Carson one.
Oh, I use it all the time, though.
You're welcome.
Yeah. We took it up to Steamboat Springs. I had the coldest drinks on the planet.
I know, it does work. I mean, I'm not ashamed of buying stuff like that that really, like,
and
works.
It matches the color of my car.
And I got it the same color of his car.
It's like custom. People are like, what? You matched your car with your Yeti? I was
That's
like,
right. Yeah. Look at my cooler. It matches my car. That's funny because I did it with my kid, too. He was so impressed that his cooler matched his car.
It's awesome.
He's like, Mom, that is kind of cool.
Mine will one day when I buy a white car. Styrofoam only comes in white. Just trying to get in on the conversation, right, you know.
You know what? I know what I'll get you.
A white car?
No, maroon spray paint.
Oh. Spray paint by styrofoam. Hey, that's a great idea.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey. Yeah, okay, watch it, a little hoity-toity. I'll be in here tomorrow with a matching cooler, too. That's a great idea.
Somebody said, I know a lot of water people, and they get funky.
Funky.
What does that even
mean? If you're saying you get funky, trust me, you're not the crowd we're talking about here.
Is that a play on word for some reason?
I don't know.
Funky.
Maybe it's like funky.
Hey, look, I'm funky.
Funky. What is
see
funky?
See if it's got something to do funky with water. Funky water.
Funky.
Water funky.
Funky. I don't think you want funky water.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. Anyway. So we were talking earlier, and I have the opportunity maybe to go to the Posty and Jelly Roll concert on Sunday.
Yeah.
And so I just asked the boss if I could have Monday off, and he said no.
Settle.
And I was like,
settle.
Why?
It's okay. We can be miserable together.
Okay. All right. Well, I texted Kylie because she's the one that invited me over because she was like, I know Father's Day is hard for you, so if you want to come over on Sunday, blah, blah, blah. And so I haven't heard from her. So I don't know. Well, we'll see how it goes. I'm kind of excited, but kind of like sleepy.
She's gonna be in, so just expect that. I mean, that girl goes to every single show on the planet.
She does. Yeah, they've seen the Grateful Dead like 5 times in Vegas. It's crazy. And you know, the only reason why I'm kind of pushing myself to go, and don't take this wrong, but because I don't want to be like you, BJ.
What do you mean?
You know, like it's a pain in the butt. I don't want to go.
What do you mean?
Like how you talk about concerts.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're already talking like that.
That's what I'm saying. No, I know. I said I'm already tired, too. I said,
oh, yeah.
I said I'm kind of excited, but I'm also very tired thinking about it.
I think a lot of people that went to Coldplay last night woke up very tired this morning.
Very tired.
Now, you're glad you went.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be something I really, really like, and then I'll go out and put the effort in. But if not, yeah. Post and Jelly Roll, they're okay, but I don't know if I'd
No,
know.
They're not okay.
They're okay. They're not okay?
That's a song.
Oh. See, I don't even know the song, so why should I go, right?
I am not okay.
You know, I'm that way with sports, though, too.
Yeah.
You know, if I got free tickets to a Bronco game and it's Monday Night Football, I'm not going to go. Oh. It's too rough the next day for us.
Somebody said, hey, Einstein, spray paint melts styrofoam. What? Oh, is that why everything stays white?
You don't have to use the word Einstein either.
No way, does that really happen?
I know what you meant by Einstein.
I guess so.
Like stupid.
What do you see in there,
Google? Spittle? Google says many regular spray paints melt or damage styrofoam.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Look, I love the more you know from our show. I would have never guessed that in my life.
No. He's probably proud that he's a styrofoam expert.
I used to know the king of cardboard.
You did?
Yeah.
Who's the king of cardboard?
My friend Stretch, his father-in-law, was the king of cardboard.
Why is it?
Because he sold boxes to people.
So he was the king of cardboard?
Yeah, like industrial boxes, like that you get your washer and dryer in.
Oh,
like
those big ones.
Big, wow. King of cardboard cool. Right there.
Wow.
Yeah. Corrugated.
Corrugated.
Yeah. Big deal.
Industrial boxes. Yes.
Corrugated. Don't even know what it means, but I think it's real cool. Yeah. I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
It's a good way to end that one.
That was awesome.
I just nowhere to go,
out.
Really.
Nice.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. From the Belco Studios on the Odyssey app, free app. Take us anywhere you go. Deion Sanders has issued a statement just a few minutes ago.
Oh, he did?
Yep.
Okay.
He's posted on social media that, quote, everything is okay. Then he says, truly blessed for the abundance of well wishes, for all the thoughts and all the prayers. Thank you. He goes on to say he's excited to be back in Colorado, to be at home with my staff, team, and associates to our program very soon. Everything's okay. Until then, I'm coming home, baby. Coach Prime.
So he really said nothing.
So he said nothing except for he's okay. He's okay. So that tells me that it's not something maybe life-threatening, which I thought it could be at one time. So it's something that he's having to take care of. I don't know what it is. Yeah. But losing weight's never a good sign, Jamie.
No.
If he's lost 14 pounds.
Wow.
You know what I do like, though? I do like that people put this on social media, and it evens the playing field, that you and I get the same information before TV even gets it. I think that's kind of cool.
I was reading.
That social media for him to go out and post. Because in the old days.
Oh, you'd have to wait for the statement
from the
news.
You'd have to wait and see it on TV to verify anything. And so TV was always way ahead of programs like us, okay?
You kind of missed a lot of the stuff he said, though. He thanked God a lot. There was a lot of God stuff.
Yeah, he did.
I can assure you all everything is okay and will continue to be so. God got me like no other.
Yeah.
I have so much more work to do to glorify God. So please believe God got me.
Well, I didn't mean to leave God out.
Well, you did like five times because God got him.
Oh, my God. No, but you see what I'm saying? That we have the scoop and we get this just minutes after it's released because of social media. That's pretty cool.
That technology is something, isn't
it? Gotta love it. Yeah, you gotta love it. There you go.
Amazing.
Coach Prime saying he'll be back in Colorado very soon after he takes care of his medical issue, whatever that issue is. But I think he's going to be... Well, as he says.
Well, God got me.
He's going to be okay.
God got me.
God says.
Yeah, God got me.
BJ and Jamie.
I think you said that earlier this morning. All you want is good news.
That's all I want.
You don't want bad news.
I just
want
to be happy.
You want good news,
right,
Jamie?
I'm just sick of the news. I'm sick of it all. Yesterday, I didn't go and doom scroll. I didn't do anything. I was just like, I'm over it.
Can I ask you a question? And maybe Schmidl and Carson can answer it better. Because I feel like they're on this side of the fence, all right? But. Why are people rooting against Aaron Rodgers?
I think because he's political.
Is that it?
Cocky.
Okay.
He's a narcissist.
Okay.
And he's goofy looking.
But give me a real reason. A real reason.
Oh, sorry. You guys.
I would agree with everything you just said.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
He's a pompous douchebag.
Oh, because he's also added that to my list.
Yeah.
A pompous douchebag.
What makes him that?
I am like all about like people taking, psychedelics like he is kind of a thing. But just the way that he does it where he's like, of course, after I took ayahuasca, I am the MVP of the NFL. Like, it's obvious that everybody should be doing this. I just hate that he has that attitude about it.
And I don't like that he doesn't talk to his family.
I'm starting to hate him.
And not only that, I don't like how he dumped that girl in Boulder and just walked away from her and just left her in little tiny pieces and then got married to some other bitch. Oh, my God.
I hope he gets hurt again.
And he absolutely cut his brother out of his life
because
his brother was on The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. And he seems like a really good dude. But, yeah, Aaron wants nothing to do with him.
I don't even mind if he gets a concussion. People online are just all over this dude, man. Because he signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and then he got married, and he's back in the news this morning. But, man, they're all over him. And you watched the documentary, and you said it was pretty dang good, you know?
It was good. The documentary is on Netflix, I think, and it was good. I feel like he is a little misunderstood, and I feel like people do go really hard for him, you know?
Right.
And I think that he said, look, I'm a big douchebag, like Dylan said. That's what he says in the documentary.
That's what it came out to be. Yeah. I hope he gets a concussion then. I really did. Put him out first game. First knock on him. Okay. I really don't.
But it's a crazy story.
I hope he does well.
Like the whole story with him and what the guy up in wherever. What's the quarterback that he showed up to replace him?
Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Brett Favre did not see that coming. I mean, he did not
of
see
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He didn't see
out
that
of nowhere.
Coming.
You're right.
And it was it's pretty gut wrenching too because Brett Favre, he was like, "What the hell is this punk doing here?"
And he had his own downfall.
Yeah,
I think it's part of the Packers. I think if you're ever part of the Packers, then maybe you're jinxed.
Mm. Fudge Packers?
No, Green Bay Packers.
Oh, sorry,
football team.
Sorry,
no, Green Bay Packers.
I only know about fudge.
No. It's the Green Bay Packers. And those, and for some reason, their quarterbacks, boom, they just fall off the edge.
They
don't do.
They kind of have, it's not good.
I kind of like it, though. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
God.
We'll wrap it up next.
BJ and Jamie.
According to a new study, singing is good for the brain, Jamie. So you were doing your brain well just then, singing that pink song.
I know that song. Top to bottom.
Yep. You know, that's hard for me. I never know the words to songs. I have to hum along. So I'm a hummer.
Really? You're a hummer?
I'm a hummer. Yes, I'm
even
a hummer.
Even like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star?
No. Would you take some of the classics like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star?
Yeah. Or You Are My Sunshine?
You Are My Sunshine. Or the Happy Birthday. Happy Birthday to you.
Yeah, you got that one? Yeah.
Certain Christmas songs. You know what I mean? Yeah. Some of those I have down. But any song like the Pink Song or a Postie or something like that, I never know the words to the songs. Yeah. I have to hum it.
Well, you can always go and find the lyrics and sing along. That'll help you learn it.
By the way, I'd like to know if you're part of the hummer crowd. Text NATO 303-22 Alice.
What is
Are
happening?
You a hummer too? What? Let us know.
What? Remember?
I hum songs.
Remember when you thought that hummingbirds eat feed?
I'm still not convinced they don't.
They don't. No. They have nectar. It's nectar. BJ bought bird seed because he liked hummingbirds and he thought they ate bird seed.
Oh, look at all the hummer texts. There's a lot of people out there that love hummers.
Oh, God. All right.
Thank
you.
I appreciate that.
It's time
I really
to go.
Appreciate
Wrap it.
I feel accepted all of a sudden.
Oh, Lord.
All right. You guys have a great day. I'm over the heat, though. We've had it for 2 days.
Yeah.
I'm over it. Okay. Summer blows. All right. We got to go. You guys have a great day. Enjoy your Wednesday. The week is flying by. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.